When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about a concept called the hedgehog concept. We're going to talk about foxes versus hedgehogs. We're going to talk about whether or not you know your one true thing, but I'm going to back up a little bit so it makes a little bit of sense. I'm going to paint a picture for you. So you've got goals. You've probably got a to-do list a mile long. I know we all do. There's always so much to do, so many opportunities, so many shiny objects, but how many of those things are the right things, the ones that truly move the needle? Sometimes focus is our biggest superpower. What good is focus if we don't even know what to focus on? So I want to dive into a concept that really changed how I look at business and life. It's called the hedgehog concept. It's inspired by a brilliant business thinker, Jim Collins. You may have heard of his book, Good to Great. It's a must read. It's all about finding that one thing that makes you exceptional. Now, the name hedgehog concept, that's a weird name. Where does it come from? So the hedgehog concept comes from an ancient Greek parable. Basically, a fox and a hedgehog are fighting it out. The fox knows tons of different strategies. Fox is super clever. The hedgehog only knows one strategy, one big thing. It knows how to roll into a ball of spikes. And the fox is circling and circling and circling, trying to get at the hedgehog. The fox can't. The fox comes up empty-handed every single time. So what's the lesson? Well, if we figure out what we are uniquely suited to do and do that better than anyone else, we become almost unstoppable. Now, it sounds simple, but it is incredibly hard. The hedgehog concept helps you discover what that thing is, and it boils down to answering three key questions. One, what are you passionate about? What fires you up? What do you naturally love doing? Two, what are you best in the world at? So forget about just being good. What could you become the absolute best at? And three, what's the economic engine behind that thing? What actually makes money and drives your business? Now, where these three circles intersect, think about it like a Venn diagram. That is your hedgehog concept. Now, why does this matter? Well, picture this. You're going to be scattered all over the place, chasing every shiny new idea. This is very common with entrepreneurs. You're spreading yourself thin. You're getting like decent-ish results, but you're also burning out and maybe you're feeling like you're never truly breaking through. A lot of entrepreneurs get stuck because they end up making themselves just a really high-paying job and they can't even take a vacation because if they did, the whole business would crumble around them. Now, let's imagine the opposite. You have crystal clear clarity on this one thing. You ruthlessly prioritize that. You say no to everything else, and the results multiply because all of that energy is focused and you're making breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. So let's pick a really corny analogy. Think of sunlight, right? If you're just out, the warm rays of the sun, it's going to be beautiful out. It's not going to start a fire. But if you concentrate those rays through a magnifying glass, things are going to get hot pretty quickly. So this is the theory behind the hedgehog concept. Let's talk about some practical execution and framework to build out this hedgehog concept and find your one true thing. So step one, you have to do a deep dive on passion. And we have to be honest. Sometimes we're passionate about things that maybe doesn't really give us joy in the long term, or we're passionate about things that someone else told us we should be passionate about, maybe a peer, a boss, a parent, a friend. So we have to figure out what we're actually passionate about. And remember, there's other things that have to be checked off, right, to make sure this is a viable business concept. So we're going to have a couple passions, and we're going to have to see which ones we can take into the market. So a few exercises just to start to think about what your passions are. The first one is the childhood test. So if you think back, you remember the hours that you lose track of, totally absorbed. Maybe it's making stuff, maybe it's building, creating, organizing, connecting with people. There is usually some clue there as to what you do effortlessly. There's the boredom test. You want to understand which tasks drain your soul, even if they make money, and which tasks light you up and give you energy, even if you didn't make money. There's a lesson there about what not to focus on. And then the energy audit. Where does your energy naturally flow? Notice what fires you up. Notice what makes your eyes light up. Notice what puts you in the zone. And just a quick note on passion, it's not always butterflies and rainbows. Passion doesn't mean it's going to be completely easy. It's going to be a lot of hard work doing something you enjoy. Grit, stick-to-itness, doing it for an unreasonable amount of time plays a bigger role than a lot of us think. Step two, what could you be the best at? This isn't about ego. It's about an honest assessment, and it's about ambition. Here's what you should start to consider. Skills and talents. What comes naturally? Think beyond the obvious. Some people are innately gifted at pattern recognition, building relationships, storytelling, etc. You want to consider your knowledge and your niche expertise. So are you obsessed with a particular industry, technology, or problem? That specialized knowledge can be a huge differentiator. And then you also want to think about your unique worldview. So how you see the world is an asset. Do you have a perspective on how things fit together that others don't? You want to lean into that. There's a caveat though. Best is relative. So start with best in my town, in my network, in my market segment. Realistically, you're not becoming the best heart surgeon in the world overnight, but could you be the best in your specific space? And the third step you got to consider is, does it pay the bills? This is the reality check. Sadly, we can't all be full-time dog walkers if we love dogs. Your hedgehog has to make money or sustain itself somehow. This is where it gets specific to the business model. So you want to think about products. Can you create something significantly better, cheaper, or more uniquely suited to a specific audience than the competition? You want to think about services. Do you offer a superior skill set, speed, or personalized experience that commands a higher price? And then you want to think about business models. Even with a standard product or service, can you innovate how you package, distribute, or market it that creates a unique economic advantage, aka unfair advantage? Don't try and force all three of these circles between your passion, what you could be the best at, and does it pay the bills, right? You don't need to fit them all together right away. Start with what you can control, your passion, and develop your potential for being world class. And sometimes the economic piece becomes clear as you go, but you cannot forget the economic piece. Too many people are very passionate. They have a great skill set, but the market doesn't need it. So that's a very important piece to this puzzle. And just to really paint a concrete picture, here's a few examples of hedgehog concepts in action with companies you probably know. So Southwest Airlines, they're not the fanciest. They don't fly everywhere, but their hedgehog is short haul, low cost, friendly service. That clarity shaped everything they did, obviously leading to huge success. Nucor is a steel company that sounds kind of boring, but their hedgehog was building mini mills versus giant traditional ones, and an insanely performance-focused pay structure. It made them a massive industry disruptor. And Vanguard, not flashy, but obsessed with low-cost index funds for the average investor. That specialization built an investment empire. See, their hedgehogs aren't just mission statements. They guided every major decision about what to do and what not to do. So let's put the hedgehog together. This isn't a one and done exercise, it's a process. Here's how to get started. First, brain dump. Grab pen, paper, or a blank doc, set a timer, write down everything related to those three circles: passion, possible bests, and economic ideas. Be messy. Two, look for overlap. Are there themes, connections you wouldn't have noticed otherwise? Don't worry if it's rough. There might just be a nugget in there somewhere. Three, seek feedback. Don't do this alone. Talk to those who know you well. They might see brilliance in you that you're a little bit blind to. And then four, iterate. Your hedgehog may not be crystal clear overnight, and that's okay. Test ideas, run small experiments, refine as you learn more. Here's a few closing thoughts. The hedgehog concept is deceptively powerful. It sounds simple, but takes courage to truly embrace. Our world rewards multi-talented generalists, but fortunes are made by focused specialists. Remember, it's as much about what you say no to as what you say yes to. P.S. If you love this concept, I highly recommend digging deeper into Good to Great by Jim Collins. It is packed with insights like this. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.